Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Linda Kearns, did you bring in a little Elvis?
That is the best introductory music I've ever heard. But Dawn, I think I might have to give you a warning. I've been on this station so much. You know, you run out to the store, I might be taking a seat. Last night, I think I heard that Dom was out at McDonald's working. McDonald's, he might put me behind his microphone, so you guys better be careful with all the time you're having me on this station.
We'd be in good hands, and you probably get more sponsors than any of us because you are brilliant.
No, you guys are awesome. And I tried What a Crock. I love it. So I want to let you know that I did try What a Crock. So it was really, really good. And I can't wait, you know, because we're coming into the colder weather. So, yes. You know, kudos to you for talking about
that. Going to Italy too there, Linda?
I know. So we'll go to Italy. We'll have fun. I'm getting together with some of my Italy friends. And seriously, we've become good friends. So it's awesome.
That's great.
Exactly. Well, I want to, there's so much to talk about. First of all, you know, I was listening to what you were, these reports out of Pennsylvania. And if I was Governor Josh Shapiro, the Secretary of State, Al Schmidt, I would be hanging my head in shame about how this election's going. I mean, this is a disgrace. This is not how elections should be run. People shouldn't have to constantly run to court because the boards of elections, you know, can't do their jobs properly, or because the laws, you know, are not being interpreted properly. So I do think that this is a referendum on the Shapiro administration and Secretary Al Schmidt, especially because they're constantly out there in their media appearances talking about how everything is fair and equal and great. And hey, everything's fine. So that would be my first comment. And with regard to this Elon Musk thing.
Yes.
So he was sued civilly by Larry Krasner, and, you know, Dan, he said what I was going to say. I don't understand how the DA of Philadelphia can have time to do this when when the crime is like it is in Philadelphia. But what Elon Musk's very brilliant lawyers did, and I know them, Matt Haverstack and the rest of that crew, what they did was what everyone's allowed to do, and it was a great play, and that is because DA Krasner filed in Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas. I'm sure he thought he would get a very friendly jury and, you know, everything would be great. But when you sue someone civilly, if there's something called diversity, which means that the defendant and the plaintiff have different residences, you have the right to ask that it be removed to federal court. So that's what his lawyers did. It was just filed on the docket. So by asking that it be removed to federal court, most likely that's going to slow this down and nothing's going to happen before this election. So that was obviously a brilliant move by his lawyers. But I think that this entire lawsuit shows you that what the left is doing and what the Biden-Harris administration is doing, it's just a pattern to go after political opponents. The Biden-Harris administration has weaponized the DOJ. They weaponized it against Governor Youngkin in Virginia, and we won yesterday at the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court agreed with Governor Youngkin. So I think what we're showing is they can try this, but it's not going to work.
And so, Linda, you know, I think about the CNN headline that what they're doing is it's kind of victim shaming, and that's my opinion. But the headline, GOP's aggressive court strategy sets the stage to cast doubt on the 2024 results. So How do you react to a headline like that? That's the bias. I mean, I could go on for half an hour just slicing through that horrible headline. It's very biased.
Well, I can tell you, Dawn, that I knew it was coming. And the reason I know it was coming is because I do a lot of interviews on behalf of the RNC as the attorney for Pennsylvania. And I have been interviewed by all sorts of, you know, what we call those mainstream media, TV stations and so forth and outlets. And that is the question that they all ask me. What is your plan post-election if your candidate is losing? That is the first question that they all ask me. It's not a legitimate question. It's ridiculous. It's them wanting to frame things mm-hmm. so that, you know, voters will be afraid, voters will be nervous that everything is going to be chaotic. So I think that just goes to show you they all have a bias, they all have a motive. Because if you look at the litigation that the RNC and the Trump campaign has pursued during this cycle, I mean, we've just been very careful. We want the voters protected and we want the law followed. And to imply otherwise is just to, again, attack us. And it's what we would expect from these news outlets.
And so, you know, when we're seeing this and we're, you know, just days away, we're counting down to Election Day and the media with these headlines, what do you see as far as these different court cases? Do you see this as a positive that basically the mail-in voting situation allowed us and allowed all of the voters, because these were voters that by and large, Linda, were calling in saying, I've never done a mail-in vote. I've never done this before. And this was, I mean, it was a tweaked kind of new process, but did it in a way shine a light on the process a week ahead of, you know, next Tuesday? And is there good within this that it's the process is being tweaked, but also a lot of these election workers, you mentioned Governor Shapiro, you mentioned Al Schmidt, are they not realizing that this focus is on them and it puts everybody on notice?
Well, I hope they do. And I think that is what we intend when we call all of these election officials out and the government officials out when things don't go smoothly like they should and like they promised they should. I mean, if you look at the Twitter accounts, X accounts and social media accounts, they all talk about how great everything is. Go to your election office. Yet no one really stepped back and said, well, you know what? When you go in and request a mail ballot in person, it takes time. I did it. I did it in Philadelphia. I went to City Hall. There was a line. So I went to the satellite election office in South Philly. It takes time. You had to fill out the application, hand it to the person. They have to put your information in the SURE system. So it's not instantaneous. So I think it's a matter of both voter education and being ready that when you get to that office, it's not instantaneous. It's going to take a long time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
And so in this one, you know, CNN leading, this is just theirs, talking about in this election cycle, and they lead with this, in which a former president who tried to overturn his 2020 loss is topping the Republican ticket. This is, you know, every one of these stories that I see featuring an unprecedented amount of pre-election litigation with the GOP touting that it has been involved in 130 cases. How do you react to, you know, that kind of a headline? Because I see it so differently, Linda. What I see is, well, yeah, but all these judges, not for nothing, from across, I mean, even judges right here in the city of Philadelphia that you might say, well, they're probably a Democrat. They seem to be saying, yeah, there's a problem, and they're overturning things or trying to make it right. How do you see it?
Right. If you look at our cases, they're really not that complicated. Like our litigation over the mail, the dating of the mail ballots. Our statute is clear. It says the voter shall fill out, date, and sign. Everybody who goes to law school knows that the word shall means it has to happen all the time. I mean, there's no, I think if you don't go to law school, you know what the word shall means. So when all of these boards of elections started saying, well, hey, is the date that important? Even the Secretary of State came out, is the date that important? Well, first of all, that's not really, if they want to be a legislator, then that would be an important statement for them to make, but they're not. All of these people, their job is to carry out the law that our General Assembly passes. And it said you shall fill out, date, and sign your ballot. So basically these government officials, they were attacking the law, and the RNC was standing up for the rule of law, saying, yes, that is what the law says, and we should require that to happen. And remember, we have 67 counties in this amazing Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's 67 very different counties. And the way our law works, they each administer their own elections. So what was happening was some were requiring dating, some weren't, and that's really chaotic. And, you know, I like to say, Dawn, that I know I'm an Eagles fan, but not everyone in Pennsylvania is an Eagles fan. They're Steelers fans. And it doesn't matter what football team you root for, your ballot should be treated the same. And that's the point of what the RNC's litigation is all about, to make it fair for voters. So I think that these mainstream media outlets, I think mm-hmm. they're concerned about the polls, and they're thinking, you know what, let's attack the RNC, let's attack the Trump campaign. And I suppose they're hoping maybe that will get out the left base, or maybe suppress the people on the right. But I know our voters will not be deterred. Our voters are very excited to get out and vote for President Donald J. Trump, so it's not going to work. And I think that because of stations like yours calling all this out, I think we're just giving so much information to our voters that they are really learning the real deal.
Whether it's somebody, Linda Kearns in Bucks County, or somebody who is going to be voting on Tuesday, which for the rest of us, that's the only other day. Do you have advice? I've just been advising people, make sure your phone is charged, you know, fully charged. Make sure that you record anything that's unusual. Make sure that you report it. What's your advice to voters, whether they're in Bucks and they have until Friday, or whether across our region people are voting on Tuesday, Election Day?
Okay, so polls open at 7 and they close at 8. If you see anything, we have a website you can go to, pa.protectthevote.com. But we do have poll watchers all across the Commonwealth, and I have attorneys who will be monitoring that website, so we make sure that we address everyone's issues. But when you go to vote, what happens is you go into the polling place, and there may be lines. And you know what? If there's lines, that's a good thing. It means that more people are participating. Doesn't necessarily mean it's a bad thing. So be patient. And when you get in there, they're going to look for you in the poll book. And if the poll book indicates that you received a mail ballot, they're going to ask you to vote on a provisional ballot, which is a paper ballot. Don't be afraid of that process. If you don't believe you requested a mail ballot, I understand that. But the reason that if the poll book says you requested a mail ballot, you have to vote on a provisional ballot is to prevent people from voting both by mail and in person. So it's a safeguard. So I don't want our voters to get upset if they're asked to vote on a provisional ballot. Just vote on the provisional ballot, and we will have attorneys at the hearings to make sure that all of those validly cast provisional ballots are counted. And if you go in and there's no issue and there's no record that you requested a mail ballot, then you just vote on the machine. So we're just really looking forward to an exciting election day. And there's just really, if there's any problems that you encounter, just go to
PA.protectthevote.com.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, provisional ballots, isn't that I don't know if the Supreme Court will rule in time for Election Day, but isn't there one state that's involved in a provisional ballot, to my recollection, issue at SCOTUS, or did they resolve that?
So, right. So there's an issue here in Pennsylvania in that with all of this, what's called ballot curing, mm-hmm. which is where if you send in your provisional, if you send in your mail ballot and there was a problem with it, you didn't sign it, you didn't date it, some of these counties are posting on their websites or notifying voters, hey, come back in because there's an issue. And so there's an issue with your provisional ballot, your mail ballot, so mm-hmm. please come back in and fix it. And there's a lawsuit over whether counties must give those voters provisional ballots. So I don't think that's not going to affect any voters mm-hmm. on election day, because all voters have to concentrate on election day is go to your polling place. If for some reason they believe that you requested a mail ballot and you don't think you did, which sometimes happens, either people forget or they requested at the beginning of the year and they don't remember or they got on a list, that's okay. Vote the provisional ballot and we will cover it and make sure that if it's validly cast, it is counted.
Linda Kearns, thank you so much. PA.protecttheVote.com. And I pulled it up. And Linda, it's a really simple form. It says Pennsylvania Election Integrity, and you it gives a timestamp, and then you can write your name, contact info, and file a report. So I suggest everybody, you know, just has that so that, you know, just be armed with all of this information, right?
Right, and we have the staffers who are they're going through it right now. So we're you know, handling every single ticket that comes in, because we are there for you. And I like to say, I not only represent the Republican National Committee and President Trump, but I also represent the voters. I want to make sure this process is as smooth as possible and that everyone gets out and exercises this precious right to vote. You know, they're in federal court. They're in court now talking about Elon Musk and this lottery and so forth. Well, you know what I say, that the vote is like a precious lottery yeah. ticket, because it is so precious. It's almost like having a multimillion-dollar lottery ticket in your hand. So please get out to vote. Talk to your family and friends if they need help getting to the polls, if they need encouragement. You know, it's really important that we get everyone out there.
Attorney Linda Kearns. Thank you, Linda. Until next time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Have a happy Halloween.
The Don Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.